The next chosen charity was the Home Start Spellthorn. And to discover more about this good cause, I have Amanda Salmon on the phone. Welcome to Radio Way, Amanda.
Hello, Andy.
So, Home Start Spellthorn, what is it all about?
Well, Home Start's a voluntary organisation, and we recruit volunteers to support young families. So we recruit people that usually have parenting experience, and they're able to support a family by visiting them once a week and giving them a couple of hours, kind of parenting guidance, an extra pair of hands. Lots of families we find are quite isolated. They don't have the extended family support. They may live away from their own parents, or their parents may still be working. And people are working very long hours, so often the partner or the main income earner is working long hours, and perhaps mum or dad is left at home with young children feeling quite lonely.
That's right. You know, well, a lot of people here in the commuter belt have to travel up to London, settling at unreasonable hours in the morning and coming back late at night, as you say.
Absolutely,
so
yes.
So how do people approach you for support and assistance?
Often we get referrals to us through health visitors, but parents can contact us directly through our website. We may get referrals from children's centres, the local sort of Sure Start children's centres, through schools, play groups, all kinds of places really. So anyone that sort of comes in contact with the family knows about Home Start and can put them in touch with us.
Brilliant. And you are Home Start Spellthorn, so is that the borough of Spellthorn is your area?
Yeah. Home Start is actually a national organisation that has sort of schemes in various parts of the country. Spellthorn is one of the Surrey schemes, so there's 9 schemes that cover all of Surrey, but my scheme is based in the borough of Spellthorn. So our boundaries, our families must live within the borough of Spellthorn.
Now, you say these are volunteers that go out and spend a couple of hours a week with the families. How many volunteers in the group?
Well, we've currently got 41 volunteers. We're always looking to recruit new volunteers, and we're hoping to run our next course in January, because all volunteers actually have to attend a course with us. Because it's quite important that we get to know people well before we match them with a family. Mm. So they go through a process of coming on a course one day a week for 10 weeks. They get to know all about Home Start's policies, procedures. We do criminal record checks and safeguarding training. And then they also, as well as them getting to know about us, we get to know the volunteers well so that we can match them appropriately with a family.
Right, so it's obviously a charity. One of the things that always comes up with charities, how are you funded?
Well, yes, and this is the reason for doing this appeal.
Right.
We do get part funding from Surrey County Council. We get some funding from Spellthorn Borough Council. But at the moment, we have to raise about £30,000 a year ourselves. And a lot of that is through whatever kind of fundraising events we can put on. And, you know, sometimes we're lucky enough to be giving a donation. Other times we have to put on things like, quiz nights, fun days, all that kind of thing. We work alongside Rotary and other kind of local groups to raise money. But it's quite a target for us at the moment.
Certainly is. Charities helping charities. So any big fundraising activities coming up for you?
Well, what we do at Christmas is we go out with Staines Rotary and Shepperton Rotary with the Santa sleigh collecting. Mm. So that's kind of our next event. And then we will look to have a quiz night in the new year, which we hopefully will raise some money from that as well.
Brilliant. So the contribution that you'll receive from the local family directory, how is that going to assist Home Start?
Well, basically, really at the moment, every penny that we get goes towards running our scheme. So effectively, when we start recruiting volunteers in January, to run the course probably costs about £2,000. So whatever money we can get will go towards that, which means the more volunteers we've got, the more families we can support as well.
It gets a bit of a vicious circle sometimes, doesn't it?
It does, and obviously we have to have the staff in hours as well. Ideally, at the moment, we'd like to employ another member of staff,
right.
But obviously that's considerably more funding.
Well, if somebody's listening and they want to help, either by fundraising or volunteering, what's the best way of getting in touch with you?
Okay, well, Well, they can either contact us through the website, which is www.home-startspellthorn.org, or they can give us a call on 01784-463-200.
Okay, let's just repeat those one more time. So your website again is?
Is home-startspellthorn.org.
And that vital phone number?
Is 01784-463-200.
Okay, Amanda, thanks for taking part in the Charity Hour here on Radio Way today.